This is Xi Jinping's first visit to Japan since he became Chinese president in 2013. Speaking highly of the development of China-Japan relations, Xi Jinping has suggested both sides are facing a new era.
This year marks the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic, while Japan has entered a new era. Bilateral relations stand at a new starting point in history. I'm willing to work with the Prime Minister to enhance the strategic guidance in the building of a Sino-Japanese relationship that can meet the requirements of the new era.
Xi Jinping has also used the meeting to call on both sides to adhere to the political documents that define their relations, build political consensus, and enhance mutual trust. He has also suggested more can be done to deepen cooperation in trade, innovation, third-party market cooperation, as well as the integration of the regional economy. He also says that China will continue to welcome Japan's participation in the Belt and Road Initiative, even though Tokyo has so far shied away from direct involvement in the BRI. Xi Jinping says he hopes the G20 summit will also press home the need for a more stable global trading environment.
This year's G20 summit, taking place amid the rising complexity of the global economy, is of great importance and draws massive attention. It's expected to build consensus and give a clear signal for safeguarding multilateralism and free trade, injecting positive expectation and momentum into the economic growth of the world.
Xi Jinping and Shinzo Abe have also discussed issues connected to the East China Sea and the Korean Peninsula. Abe has used the meeting to issue a formal invitation for Xi Jinping to pay a state visit to Japan next spring, which the Chinese leader says he will principally accept. Wu Jianhao with the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry's Asian Affairs Department says the meeting between Xi Jinping and Shinzo Abe represents a positive signal for closer ties in the future.
The two leaders had a long meeting and reached important consensus. The Sino-Japanese relationship has a complicated side, and there are still divergences between the two countries. Both leaders agreed that China and Japan should focus on consensus while managing differences.
For CRI, this is Xie Cheng.